86.
And now concerning thy question, whether human souls continue to be conscious one of another after their separation from the body. Know thou that the souls of the people of Baha, who have entered and been established within the Crimson Ark, shall associate and commune intimately one with another, and shall be so closely associated in their lives, their aspirations, their aims and strivings, as to be even as one soul. They are indeed the ones who are well informed, who are keen-sighted, and who are endued with understanding. Thus hath it been decreed by him who is the all-knowing, the all-wise.
The people of Baha, who are the inmates of the Ark of God, are one and all well aware of one another's state and condition, and are united in the bonds of intimacy and fellowship. Such a state, however, must depend upon their faith and their conduct. They that are of the same grade and station are fully aware of one another's capacity, character, accomplishments, and merits. They that are of a lower grade, however, are incapable of comprehending adequately the station or of estimating the merits of those that rank above them. Each shall receive his share from thy Lord. Blessed is the man that hath turned his face towards God and walked steadfastly in his love until his soul hath winged its flight unto God, the sovereign Lord of all, the most powerful, the ever-forgiving, the all-merciful. The souls of the infidels, however, shall, and to this I bear witness, when breathing their last, be made aware of the good things that have escaped them, and shall bemoan their plight, and shall humble themselves before God. They shall continue doing so after the separation of their souls from their bodies. It is clear and evident that all men shall, after their physical death, estimate the worth of their deeds and realize all that their hands have wrought. I swear by the day star that shineth above the horizon of divine power. They that are the followers of the one true God shall, the moment they depart out of this life, experience such joy and gladness as would be impossible to describe, while they that live in error shall be seized with such fear and trembling, and shall be filled with such consternation as nothing can exceed. Well is it with him that hath quaffed the choice and incorruptible wine of faith through the gracious favour and the manifold bounties of him who is the Lord of all faiths. This is the day when the loved ones of God should keep their eyes directed towards his manifestation, and fasten them upon whatsoever that manifestation may be pleased to reveal. Certain traditions of bygone ages rest on no foundations whatever, while the notions entertained by past generations, and which they have recorded in their books, have for the most part been influenced by the desires of a corrupt inclination. Thou dost witness how most of the commentaries and interpretations of the words of God now current amongst men are devoid of truth. Their falsity hath in some cases been exposed when the intervening veils were rent asunder. They themselves have acknowledged their failure in apprehending the meaning of any of the words of God. Our purpose is to show that should the loved ones of God sanctify their hearts and their ears from the vain sayings that were uttered aforetime, and turn with their inmost souls to him who is the dayspring of his revelation, and to whatsoever things he hath manifested, such behaviour would be regarded as highly meritorious in the sight of God.
Magnify his name, and be thou of the thankful. Convey my greetings to my loved ones, whom God hath singled out for his love and caused them to achieve their objects. All glory be to God, the Lord
of all worlds.